Anyway, some interesting stuff there, but the reason this relates to William Contreras, which I just mentioned, is that it sounds like he may be in for a position change, which you don't often hear about catchers changing position, just because it's such a unique position that requires so much time kind of perfecting that skill. But, I mean, if anything we saw last year, it's that William's still far, far away from perfecting that skill, so they might as well use him somewhere else, maybe.
Well, Joe, I would like to give credit to a friend of mine, Colin Hubbard, who brought it to my attention.
Shout out, Colin.
There is another pretty well-known Major League Baseball player, former Brave, who started his career off at catcher and is not even remotely thought of in that position and has gone on to have a great career. Josh Donaldson was a catcher.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so when you
think
about
Charlie Culberson, just because he's played every other position.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But you never, but you know, in all seriousness though, like you never thought of Charlie as his offensive prowess. I mean, you know, he came through clutch in moments, but that was never really his thing. Whereas you clearly see that William has that major league potential that he has the ability at the plate. It's just he is such a liability behind the plate that and I love how it's being used as like a, well, you know, we need to get William's bat in the lineup somewhere, and we've got that position covered right now. And it was like, you have it covered because you went and signed Peña in the offseason. Like, you didn't have to go spend that money to go get a backup catcher when you technically had one, if you didn't think that this was a route you planned to go. Of William Contreras is going to be playing some time in right field.
Oh, would you look at that? All the catchers' spots are taken up. Oh, yeah. How'd that happen?
Yeah. You know, yeah, we need you to, you know, why don't you go stand out in the outfield and see if you can figure that out. But also, I was surprised to see that Snit said there was some plans to try Contreras out at second and third base, just because that is a position of need depth wise. Because, you know, the funny thing about Freddie Freeman being gone now is, Joe, I think you were the one who said, you know, some of these guys are going to get to actually rest now, takes days off. And so because you're going to have guys taking days off, there's not, you know, a whole lot of depth. I know they had signed, Brock Holt to a minor league deal with a major league option or something like that. And there are some other names, honestly, guys that I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to. I sent it to you a while back, Joe, of like, man, I really got to start like paying attention to some of these, you know, guys who are going to be bench pieces now that Adrianza and some of these others are gone. But you pointed out the fact that it's not going to matter as much because you have the DH now, and so there's not going to be the level of pinch hitting that we've seen in the past.
Yeah. So I'm all for this. I'm all for trying players at different positions, and maybe none of it sticks. Maybe he just does still remain a catcher, in which case it's probably going to take him some more time. But if you know, opening up his positions, getting him familiar with a right field spot or something like that can allow him to be more impactful in games, then yeah, man, I'm all for it. And I'm just looking at his stats. So if you look at his top line numbers from last year, obviously they're really bad. He really fell apart at the, you know, not even at the end. I would just, I guess, just kind of midway through last year. But like he played almost all of May last year. And in May, let's see, I just had this pulled up. Oh, now it's not showing. Okay, here it is. In May, he hit .240, but he had 5 homers and he OPS'd .841 in 78 at bats in May. I mean,
I was just about to say he hit 5 home runs. How many did he hit for the season, Joe?
He hit 8 home runs in the season. Yeah. And he ended up hitting .215. He was actually his batting average was as low as .195 at one point, and he ended the season just barely over the 700 mark at 701 OPS. So, but he clearly just kind of like fell apart. And I do wonder if maybe some of the defensive struggles he was having kind of impacted him on the offensive end. I mean, I'm sure that he was kind of feeling the stress because, you know, Snit, when he would have some of those moments, Snit was pissed, and rightfully so. I mean, like, sometimes they were, like, costing the team, you know, runs and potentially a game. So, I think that we are just we've seen a little bit of William Contreras in terms of what he can provide, but I'm more optimistic on him, I feel like, than a lot of people. So I'm excited by this news. And I gotta say, those home runs, a lot of them were like opposite field power home runs. Like, I remember one in Philadelphia specifically that was like just really, really impressive. It's and we saw him right when he came up. I don't know if you remember when Tyler Flowers and Travis d'Arnaud both got an illness during the COVID year when everyone thought they had COVID, but it turns out they just had like colds or whatever. And so Austin Jackson and William Contreras came up, and William played well. He was hitting the ball well, roped some doubles. So I like him. I like him.
Oh, I always have. And I think I remember when that was going on with Austin Jackson and William Contreras, where Austin Jackson was at
Alex Jackson.
Alex Jackson, thank you.
I misnamed him.
I'm trying to remember why Austin Jackson sticks out too. But anyways, there were, like, clearly they had set Jackson as in the order what was higher than William Contreras was. But when you saw him play, like, Jackson was super uninspiring at the plate. Yeah. Like, his abilities were clearly defensively as a catcher, which definitely have their importance. But when you're looking for that spark, when you're looking for that excitement, you know, you want to see that, you want to see what a guy's ability is behind the plate. That's why, and it's even one of those, you think about defensive abilities, like Pache was sent out of Atlanta. Like, he is a part of a trade because very uninspiring at the plate, and you know, maybe he can kind of like resurrect that in Oakland or whatever, but it is more important for that offensive ability to be there. And so if Contreras can be serviceable out in right field and let Acuña play center, I'd be perfectly fine with that. I assume that the thought is they don't want him playing out in center field. There's just more movement, more running to do. Guy's going to be more tired than to get back up in that leadoff spot, and maybe doesn't produce to the level that he's used to, which also, I mean, then that could lean more on Snit of you just got to get more creative and, just not have him play out there every day, and maybe swap into a DH role when you move all of those other pieces around. Like, it won't be. I think this will be truly a year where you'll see a lot of movement in and out of the lineup. Obviously, just for the fact that it's going to start off the season without Acuña, but then just because there is some creativity to be had to get guys rest and also get them consistent at bats.